We are now, Baruch Hashem, deep into the Torah of Moreno of Shlomo Zalman in Madani Aretz, which will be the topic for, today and tomorrow. But of course, to be fair, it has to be a rebuttal. So, Baruch Hashem, starting after Shabbos, we'll start doing the same with Derech Amuna by Reb Chaim Konyevsky, which is the other side of the equation. We'll try to explain both sides. Not that they're going to always be arguing with each other, but they're two different schools of thought which we'll be trying to represent. Okay, so let's pick up where we left off. Again, we go back to the same Kesef Mishnah, that everything starts and begins and ends from Perek Dal Halacha Chof Tal, Chof Tes. Thank you very much. Let's read it slowly and carefully together. It's one particular line which is made a big impression on everybody, and the question is, what do you do with it? You may recall, at the end of the shiur yesterday, we were discussing that Svichim, Halacha L'maisa, are an Isim B'Derabbanan. We read the Rambam at the very beginning of Perek Dalet, that it was said, if you let someone have Svichim, next thing you know, he's going to plant it himself, and he'll say, it happened by itself. So in order to stop that from happening, he said, listen, mister, happened by itself, you can't hear anything. So you're not going to give any incentive for somebody to be a bad guy and try to sneak in a planting of his own on Shavuos and claim it happened by itself, because even happened by itself, I'm going to throw in the garbage anyway. All right, so stop the over Avera. Rabbi Akiva, in Pesachim, we saw yesterday, end of the Shir, has a different approach. He says, no, Svichim is Arais. Svichim is Arais. That's how he does Pshat. Okay, we're not going to go repeat the discussion right now. But here's a fascinating citation in the Kesef Mishnah, Perek Dal Halacha Chof Tes. Very important. We're going to read it again today as we read it yesterday. L'chein Tiritz. The Rambam is discussing the question as follows. A guy will land in Eretz Yisrael. Land belongs to the guy. There's no Aveira. Yisrael didn't do anything. But you still may say, wait a minute. But Svichim is also no Aveira. Still awesome. How can this be better than straight Svichim? It's also no Aveira. It's still awesome. Look what he answers. L'chein tirutz. Ilu hayu asvichim asura min adin. What does min adin mean? I assume it means like Rabbi Akiva. Akiva holds that svichim is an isa daraisa. Yeah. Hayu kidvarecha. You would be right. It would be a serious problem. Aba min achash asvichim enam asurim elemishim shema yizra. That's how I read the Kesef Mishnah. Is anyone following me so far? Good. That's how I understood it. Wait a minute. But the Kesef Mishnah said so many times, if it grows in the karka of a goy, there's no kedusha shvis. So wait a minute. If there's no kedusha shvis, how can it be also midaraisa according to Rabbi Akiva? I thought the answer is that Svichim, according to Rabbi Akiva, have nothing to do with Kedusha Shvius. Not like Schora and Biur and Hefsid and the Nachrim, none of that stuff. That's all. Those are the Yisurim which represent, we use an expression, Kedusha Shvius. It's an expression. Kedusha Shvius means that therefore all the multiple, according to Tosfos Sukkah, innumerable details which apply to these din tefisas, damim, there's some kind of complicated things what you're doing can't do. That's called Kedusha Shvius. Seems to me, however, that what Rav Yosef Karo was saying over here is that the Easter of Svichim according to Rabbi Akiva is different. The Easter of Svichim according to Rabbi Akiva has nothing to do whatsoever with Kedusha Shvius. What it really means, what does it mean? What does it mean? It means that it basically comes. We should open the Gemara one more time. I was trying to avoid it, but I think it's impossible. In Masechta Pesachim that we saw at the end of the Shia yesterday, Nun Aleph Mibbeis. Let's see what it says. Here we go. Rabbi Kiva, excuse me. The Rabbi Kiva de Tanya. Hein lo nizra v'lo nesev es tuosenu. Om Rabbi Akiva. V'chimeacha she'ein zorin mehecha osvin. Mikan l'sfichin she'ein asurin. What's that mean? Hein lo nizra v'lo nesev es tuosenu. So Rabbi Akiva understands, if lo nizra, so it's obvious lo nesev is to Hosein. So the answer is, even if it's lo nizra, you did not plant, it's still going to be prohibited if it's going to be nesev is to Hosein. Pashup shad psukim according to Rabbi Akiva. But the first half of the pasuk is hein lo nizra. So there is an Easter Doraisa of Zriya, of Avodah and Shemitah. And the fact that that Easter Doraisa exists in Shemitah, that leads right in to the Easter Doraisa, according to Rabbi Akiva, of Asifas Tuaseinu and drink and utilizing the Tua, even in the absence of the particular violation of Zriya in this particular case. Since there exists a possibility of an Issa D'Oraisa of Zriya, the Torah HaKadosh itself, according to Rabbi Akiva, not Drabon the way we pass, the Torah HaKadosh said that Sfichim are Asurim as a result of the first half of the Pasuk, Hein Lo Nizra. This is a unique thing, has nothing to do with the general Kedusha Shvias, which is derived from different. Where does Kedusha Shvias come from? Primarily from Fahoyis and Shabbos, Oros Lachem Liochla, right? And then it says Liochla V'lo Lehefzeh, Liochla V'lo Lischora. That's where Kedusha Shvias comes from. This is a different pasuk. A different pasuk completely. Where's this pasuk? It says in the side where the pasuk was found. Vayikra Chaf Hei Chaf. Pasuk Chaf. This is many, many psukim after Fahoyis and Shabbos, Oros Lachem Liochla, which is by heart. Was it about Korah? Where is it with Pasuk Hey, Vav, Zai? Says, what's, I think it's double, I think, well, we have it over here. I think it's double digit psukim after where that Pasuk is found. Let's see if we can find it. Vav, I guess, right? Okay. This is Chav, it's 14 psukim later. What do you do? That's what that's planned the Kaiser of Mission. Did you read it that way? I mean, that's all the Kaiser of Mission. Now we come to a very interesting thing. There's a Tshuva Saramba. Okay. Where's the Tshuva Saramba? So there are different versions of Tshuva Saramba, as you well know. But the one we have here in camp is called the Per Hador. Towards the end of Simen Tesvav. I'll read it to you. V'yim Toma, Lama lo nigzer al peiros svichi agoyim, otu svichi Yisrael, agzeru l'gzeru. And he says, V'ein kan isur min haTorah, V'afilu liYisrael o'asra Torah el Zriya b'levad, aval hayerek hayotze me'elav o'am ova v'zora hu mutim in haTorah, v'rabbonan hu degozer alav shol digro mich shol ovi aveir, v'yovel izor. Okay. This sounds familiar, right? Sounds familiar. It's only with the Rabbonan. Had it been Doraisa, would be a problem. Right. Sounds familiar? Sounds familiar to me. Okay. Now, Rabosai, this issue is brought up in the Sefer Chazon Ish, who quotes this Tshuva Saramba, and he comes to what I consider to be a remarkable conclusion. Alright? We'll try to read it from the Chazon Ish itself. And Shvius, Simen Chof. It's a very interesting. Din Shvius Vistos Nachrin. It's a whole piece at the very end. Yes. Two solid pages plus about it. At the end, it's after Sifkot and Zion, the end of Sifkot and Zion. So, this is a important discussion. Raya Ikoris Negadas Hapas HaShulchan Hikshuba Sarambam Repair Adar Simen Tezvav. What does he say? He said, "Asher Yizrua Goyim Eretz Tov B'Shvius Muta Bachila Nei Ki Adover Hayotze Me'elav Muta Men HaTorah." Okay. What comes out? The Ilul Rabbi Akiva. Right. So, what's it then? So, the Rambam writes in the Tshuva. I'm quoting you. The mutar ba'chila de ka'amar she'ein ben gzeres svichin mipnei she'ein isur achila svichin ben ha'tor. Correct. U'michlal lav ata shomea hein the e isur svichin ben ha'tor no gam b'shel goy. Correct or not correct? Correct. We just said it before. But then he says the next following words, which I find incredible. U'minei the kedusha shviyas shehim in haTorah, nohu gam b'shalakum. And he concludes, v'ilu roa pas hashulchan divrei harambam, vaday hayameshiv itanya tanya. That this Tshuvas Rambam is a knockout punch against the pas hashulchan. If he saw it, he would agree I'm wrong. Lo mevin. What he says, based on Tshuvas Rambam, I thought, the Kesef Mishnah exactly the same thing. That according to Rabbi Akiva would be the Raisa. And the Kesef Mishnah, he saw the Kesef Mishnah, he was explaining the Kesef Mishnah. It's that last jump of the Chazon Ish. It doesn't say in the Rambam. What's the last jump? Rabbi Yosef ben HaTorah. Right? Uminei, the Kedusha Shviyas, Shimon HaTorah, no Gamma Shalakam. Who said that's true? The Kesef Mishnah, I think, said it clearly, it's not true. Sfichin would be Doraisa, yes. But apply B'shal Goyim, yes. But not Kedusha Shviyas. The whole point of the Kesef Mishnah seems to me, as I understand it, is that the East of Sfichin has nothing to do with it. It's 14 Pesukim apart. So, I'm just letting you know, this is his most powerful, the Raya Yikoros against the Pesach Shulchan, it's Tshuvas Rambam. The way I understood it, all the Tshuvas Rambam says, it would be an Issa Doraisa. The Kesef Mishnah's motives, he says, but it should be Issa Doraisa. It's a last jump. He's assuming it's impossible to imagine Issa Svichon Doraisa without Kedusha Shvius Doraisa. That's his assumption. It's a very nice assumption, but who said it so? I thought the Kesef Mishnah's Beferish, it's not so. I'm just bringing it to your attention that this is to me an important point. It's an important point. Narabosai. Now, let's go a little further than that. Oh. So let's go back to Rav Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman has the following fascinating point. Oh. Take a look at Rabosai. He tells you to look. I'm not going to do this. It's a Yerushalmi in Maestros Perek Hei Halacha Gimel. There's a Havamina there. It's only a Havamina. That Pishtun Pishta, there is no Kedusha Shvius. It's not a food. It's a Havamina. That's what the Gemara seems to be suggesting. But there's an Isur of Svichin. Isur of Svichin. So how can that be? How can that be? How can it be? The answer is, it can be. It's a Havamina. Again, but the mere Havamina indicates something. Yes?
Then how can you never keep it?
Don't know. I don't know. I don't want to say, but it's quoted by Shlomo Zalman as a proof that the two do not necessarily go together. Now, I had a problem with this personally. I had a problem, my own personal problem. No, it's not your fault, my problem. But I have a problem. And the problem is, there's a big machlokes. What happens if something grows by itself, b'shishis, vegetables? Very common silent. Grow b'shishis, and you pick them b'shvius. Is there nisus svichim or not? So I asked you to see a couple of the Ma'amakomis that the Rambam says yes. Other Rishonim say no. And the host of Rambam, take a look. Perek Dalet Halacha Yud Beis. Perek Dalet Halacha Yud Beis. See what it says. The Rambam writes in Perek Dalet Halacha Yud Beis, Hayerek B'Shas Lekitaso. In Hilchos Trumos Umaisis, we always follow Lekita when it comes to a Yerek. Okay? But he says if it's Shishis, behold, Vanilkat, Beshvius, is compared to Shvius. And the context over here includes an Isra of Svichim. Halachayut, not Svichim. So it occurred to me that the fact that the Rambam puts together, and Rav Rishon disagreed with the Rambam, by the way. I spoke to Rav Shech the Shlita, who was flown to Eretz Yisrael in June to join in an international Otzer Bezdin. That's the concept we haven't yet around to talk about yet, which included, he said, at the meeting was Rabbi Frati, who was Rabbi Yosher's main man, and let's see, he told me some other major people who were there, who sent representatives. Rabbi Nissen Karela sent a representative, the Belzer Rebbe, Rabbi Mendelssohn from Kol Miyut, that's the main Moshav that's careful about Shemitah all the years. And Rabbi Weitman from Tanuva, and Rabbi Carmel from Eretz Chemda, and they're all there, and they're going to have an Otzer Bezdin International. The ones that are running is Rabbi Usher Weiss, a name we all know. And he was saying there that we're going to have an Otzer Bezdin, not only for Paris, but also for Yerukos. So Yerukos, and he says, Svichim. No, it means the Paris which come from Shishis into Shvius, which according to the Rambam, in fact, is prohibited. It's prohibited. Even though Rov Rishonim say it's mutter. So Rabbi Shechter told me, with a couple of major Sfaradi Gedolim there. We don't long have Rabbi Avadia, so that's a number of other Gedolim over. And one of them got up and said, you know, we always follow the Rambam, but not here. That's what Ravadi said also in Yalkut Yosef. Not here. Here we don't follow the Rambam. So we're going to also go along with this Otzer Bezdin on Yerukos, even though the Rambam said it's not allowed. But what bothered me a little bit was, why would the Rambam say such a thing? Why would it go against everybody else? So I thought, it's because Hayerek Meshas L'Kitaso. Since in terms of Kedusha Shvius, just the same as the Truma Samaisis, we follow the Kita. Some of you may have learned about this in Kedushin HaBeis,
yeshiva shemesechta, etzuk shavu le'ila, and then I'm going to learn. Some yeshivas skip it, but some yeshivas actually learn it. Whatever it is. So that's where this stuff comes up. So it seems from this Rambam, the opposite of what I wanted to say. I wanted to say, come on to the Rambam, he says, svichim. You know, if we say, has nothing to do with Kedusha Shvi'is, not the Rabbanim and not the Oraisa. Here comes the Rambam, and seems to be saying that Yerek follows the Kita, presumably because Kedusha Shvi'is follows the Kita. So it's a little bit against my Yisod. But guess where I found comfort? You're not going to believe it. In the Chazanish. Yeah, in the Chazanish himself. Because Chazanish, in explaining this Rambam, in Simon Tess of Kot Yud Zayin, says that even the Rambam will agree in certain limited cases. Namely, what will happen if it grew totally in the sixth year and experienced zero growth in the seventh year? Zero. Hichas Kedusha Shvi'is, you pick it in the Shvi'is. Shvi'is, Pepshuta, that's Pasha Pshat. And in Truma Samais, it's Pasha Pshat, it's the same thing. However, when it comes to Svichim Nat, so the Chazanish himself is the one who seems to say, if I understood it correctly, that there is a divide between Svichim on the one hand and Kedusha Shvi'is on the other hand. So this gives me a little, it makes me feel a little better. Okay. So now, again, let's now turn our attention to the following question. We had a major problem in the Shulchan Aruch. I asked you to see the Shulchan Aruch. A major problem. We don't understand fully how to understand it. And so much so, I asked you to look in a place where I don't usually ask you, in the Be'er Hagola. Be'er Hagola. People that say yeshiva in Brooklyn at home. What's Be'er Hagola? The Be'er Hagola is on the side of every Shulchan Aruch, and every one of the vines on the side. Just give you sources. Sources. So here in Simon Shin Lamed Aleph, there's a very difficult Sif in Shulchan Aruch, Sif Gimel. Very hard to understand what he means. Over Kochavim Shekona Karka, the Eretz Yisrael, the Chazav of Yisrael, the Kocham Yimenu, Mafrish Trumas and Maisus. A Goy bought land, the Jew bought it back, Mafrish Trumas and Maisus. Okay, very nice. Masha Enkein B'Suria. But Suria is different. Masha'enkein B'Suria. What does that mean? There's no chiv in Syria? One second. In Sif Aleph he says, Syria, Hakone Basoda, Chayeves, Betrumos, Umaisi, Vidivre, Sofrim. That's in Sif Aleph. Here in Sif Gimel, I buy back from a guy, Mafet, Trumos, Umaisi, but not in Syria. What's happening over here? How do you reconcile Siv Gimel with Siv Aleph? Comes along the Be'er Hagola. Kein uberambam v'chein tzorech lahagia dlom tikshi amashakos of liel Dakone b'Suria chayevis. You have to make some kind of a hago. Unfortunately, he doesn't tell you what the hago is. In other words, the Be'er Hagola is saying you have to make some kind of a hago. Because the way we have it is an out-and-out contradiction between Sif Aleph and Sif Gimel. What's the hago? What is the Hagah? There has to be some kind of a Hagah somewhere. Doesn't fit in. What is the Hagah? What is it? He's going on Sif Gimel. That's the one, Magia Sif Aleph? You have to Magia which way? What's it what? Yeah. Magia. Yeah, so, but what? But it doesn't say what the Haggadah might be.
You didn't say it's
Chayavis, isn't it? Over Gachom Shekona Kaga Beres Yisrael V'choz Yisrael Kachom Yimenum V'shuvas V'maisers Masha Ein Kein B'suryo. So the Vilna Gaon says about this Dvarav T'muah Ma'od. Of course you're Chayim in Suryo. Avol Tov Loshon Rambam. Open your Rambams, Rabosai. Open, let's go right back to the Rambam again. Rambam is the Nichus Trumas. He said the Rav Yosef Kahn made a mistake in Lashon Rambam. Whoa. It's a pretty sharp accusation. In Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud, Nichus Trumas. What did it say? Goy, we spent so much time on this. Goy shekana kaga beretz Yisrael v'lof kia min amitzis ala chorei b'kdushas. Lefichach em chaza ha Yisrael v'lokacham yimena enek kibash yachid. And lemafrish yimena trumas v'mais that may be bikurum b'akom in ha-Torah. Kiru lov nemko vid l'goy me'ol. Okay? Fine. So far so good. Now there's another phrase. Same Rambam. V'yesh kinyin l'goy b'suryo l'afkiya min ha-maisris min ha-shviyas k'mo shi'izbor. Says the Vilna Gaon, Rav Yosef Kara misunderstood. Quotes the Rambam. What does he mean? Mafrish min ha-Torah. But if you hold Yesh Kinyin, it's only Chayim ha-Rabbanan. And when the Rambam said Yesh Kinyin b'Surya, lo l'inyan zeh. El Mashabir Achakach Umask Lavora Bihalocha Yud Aleph Ad Halocha Tetzvav. That's Eretz Yisrael. Now I'm not going to read the whole Rambam. He has five halochas. Yud Aleph Tetzvav is an Eretz Yisrael. Okay. And then he says the Vilna Gaon. That's an Eretz Yisrael. Yud Aleph until Tetzvav means Yud Aleph through Yud Aleph. But from Tetzvav and on. That's the Loch of Surya. That's Kemoshi is Boyer. Later on. But over here, you're certainly going to be Chayiv. Abel Khan, the last words of Sivkot and Ches. Ein Afkamina. Came under Afisha Yisrael, Beretz Yisrael, Ein Elimid Rabbanan. As I said in Siv Beis. So here are the Rabbanan and there are the Rabbanan. So Siv Gimel is a Pele. How can you say Mashenke in Surya? A, you mentioned Surya and Sif Aleph, and B, you'll tell me it's the Rabbanan. But the quant of the Shulchan Aruch and Sif Beis, it's all the Rabbanan, like the Rambam B'yas Kulchem. So therefore he says what really is true, again, we had the Rambam in Yud Aleph through Yud Aleph as opposed to Tetzvav and on, so too in the Shulchan Aruch. Nafkamina Mashakosef Sif Zayin Ches Tes and Yud. Zayin Ches Tes and Yud, Rabbosai, that corresponds to those Rambams. Okay? The Surya is different than Eretz Yisrael, but over here, it's a Chiyuv Rabban like anything else. Pshi, that's what the Vilna Gaon is critical of the Mechab. So one way out would be to say, that's the Hagah. You should say, Mash Enkein B'Surya, Ukemoshi Yisbar. That means that the Vilna Gaon's Kash is answered. The Haggah is Kemoshi is Bor. If that's the case, that solves the world problems. Huh? Has to be. Fine. That's from Shlomo Zalman's suggestion. It should say, Ukemoshi is Bor. Unless he makes up some other Haggah. He wants to suggest, instead of saying, Shver Hagol. Let's just leave it the way it is. That's probably the best Hagol of them all. Oh. Now, Let's go back to the case of Mishnah and see something very, very important. Because this is again all today's Rav Shlomo Zalman Day. He has a long discussion of what the Kesef Mishnah said and how we have to understand it. Let's try to explain it. So, there's a fascinating question, and this is a critical question. The Kesef Mishnah was the one who said that although we pass an Ein Kinyan, that's when you buy it back. But Kol's man, it's in the hands of the guy. Even the Rambam agrees that Yesh Kenyan. That was his fundamental point that he's criticized for. So the question is, buy what back? Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, if you buy back the Paris, just the Paris, not the carpet, just the Paris, and you do Miruach, Yechayv. That's what the Rambam says over here in Halacha Yedav. Im lokhon Yisrael achash nitlashu kodem shetigam malachton vegamron Yisrael chayavim bekol min haTorah. Where's the land? It's gadol bekarka goy. Did you buy the land back? No mention of that at all. As long as you bought the fruits back, there's a chiv min haTorah. Others understood Rabbi Yosef Karo based on the loss of the Rambam in Halacha Yud. What did it say? The fichach im chaza Yisrael ulekacha mimenu. You bought the field back. It's not a kibush yachid. And they claim that Rabbi Yosef Karo meant that you only chayev if you bought the field back. Shlomo Zalman says it makes no sense. Why should it be that way? That's that way for things which grow subsequently. But once something grew already, who cares if you bought the land back? I didn't buy the land back. So once you buy the fruits back, you're already going to be chayav in haTorah if it's miruach Yisrael b'tshumas v'maisrus. This version of what the Kesef of Mishnah means is eminently sustainable. And all those who slug him up, and there are many, are all working with an assumption, which is a misrepresentation of Kodesh Shlomo Zalman, that he only said Yechayev if you bought the karka back. That's not going to work. But if you only buy the fruits back, they claim that he's mekel. Wrong! You buy the fruits back, and you do miruach, you would be chayev. So when was he mekel? He's only mekel in the case of based on Yesh Kenyan, if the Yisrael did the Miruach, this is in Simon Tess of Cotton Dalit. That means, if the Yisrael did the Miruach while it still belonged to the guy, then and only then does the Kesef Mishnah say that we paskin in effect Yesh Kenyan. Then and only then. That's very important.
What belongs to the guy?
The guy bought the land. The fruit grew on the guy's land. While the fruit still belongs to the guy, and Yisrael does miruach, then your potter. That's the Rambam says over here. Second. That's what it means. And Aloch Yud Aleph. Peiros Hagoy Shagolah Bekaka Shekan Beretz Yisrael. Im Nigma Belachton Biyad Hagoy. In other words, it was in the hand, owned by the Goy. If Mirchon Goy, the Goy did it as well, Pturim Miklum. Shenemar, Degoncha Velo Degan Goy. So we spoke, what is right? I would pass it, Degoncha. No, it all starts with Degoncha, as we spoke about in the past. And he says, if you look in the Mari Kurkus, you all have Mari Kurkus, Perek Beis in Ilkus Bikurim, Halacha Tetzvav. Let's take a look. Perek Beis in Ilkus Bikurim, Halacha Tetzvav. Please look inside if you have it. Perek Beis. This is the Rambam we spent so much time on before. This is the Rav Chaim in this Rambam. Halacha Tetzvav in the Mari Kurkus. What does it say? He says, Rabbeinu L'tamei, who mefarish and trumas, mashamay and kinyan l'goy, v'eretzol afkir yehani imchaza Yisrael, v'kona hasada, kasher kasafti, chaza l'kacha mimenu, to solve Rabbeinu, etc. Then he says, Ershoy l'chali ben bikurlin yin l'pikurlin yin l'smachlin yin l'maisel, sh'Rabbeinu l'chilik b'kach. That's what he quotes from the Mari Kurkus. Again, everything we said until now, today, is in Madane Eretz, Simin Tes. So I want to first read you inside, from Os Gimel. Cholila, he says, Lassus is Morana Beis Yosef Ketoa B'dvar Mishnah, Ukilu Shachach Mal Shuhu Kosav Atzma Mefurish Kam Upon Him, Shakonach Son of Esuri Menachem Chai B'maisa. And he says more than that. You brought it back. Surah is Kibbutz Shochet anyway. It's the difference if it beforehand it's Kibbutz Shochet, now you brought it back again, Kibbutz Shochet. It must be a tall sulfur. And the Baragolda says, Ostes, he says, you have to have a kavana to be Magia Shochet Aruch. And he thinks the best Hagor should be, Kamoshi is Bar, as the Rambam says. That's Ulai Neskaven our Baragolda. Whatever it is, the Shulchan Aruch couldn't have possibly meant it. Okay, just keeps that in mind. In any event, this is Rabbi Shlomo Zalman's Yisrael. And he goes further and he says, the same as Rabbi Chaim. I kid you not. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, without having learned in any brisk yeshiva, in Sifkot and Hay, is exactly the same as Rabbi Chaim. Come out word for word. On his own. He used different expressions. Remember Rabbi Chaim used a ptur and a hafkah. So Shlomo Zalman and Sifkot Nehi says like this, if you hold Yesh Kinyin, it's a poiter, which Reb Chaim called a hafka. If it ain't Kinyin, in Reb Shlomo Zalman's word, it's not a poiter, but it's not a mechayif. Reb Chaim called that a poiter. So it just is a different sprach, but the same is so much so, that later on, Oshir Aleph, pages later. Afterwards I saw Chidusha ben Chaim Alevi. Ikad Reim Kabbalah Mishnah. This is exactly the same thing in Bikurim Beis Tetzvav. Different, little different language, little different tweak, but it's more or less the same thing. He said it on his own long before. This is Os Hey, this is an Os Yud Gimel, or your Os Yud Aleph. Oh. This is what he says. This is so. And he goes and explains it along the lines that we said before, and I read you Rabbi Shlomo Zalman's Lashon over here, in Os Hey. We said, the Gan Chavlo de Gan Akum. Wait a minute. But we're saying over here that the Digun took place. The Digun took place in the hands of, when it was owned by a guy. So why are you quoting the Gan Chav? I quote, Afagav the Medina in the Rambam, Harehu Potter Gamishum Digunakum, because the Miruch has done what belongs to the guy. Mikomakum Diakarambam Lahavi said Russia the Goncha Velo Diganakum. Why? Because in Perik Aleph Alocha Yud Gimel, what the Rambam say? Akam Shagomar Peris Yisrael Chayovim Mimasim Midivrayim. Why? Kevin Shikvan is Chayev Nisha Bechiyuva. So Jews pay us. For Kevin Shikan Kosher. The Yafim Godly Rishus Akum. Matam Lo Armino Shikvan is Chayev Bishas Avoas Shlish. Kevin Den Kinyali Akum Lafkia. Vlo Yipot the Klal Afshin is Marecha Chakach Bishus Akum. Vakocha Tzorach Lomar. The Beodon Biad Akum. Ein a peiris mischayvim klal b'meiser. Where's it come from? The gan chavlod the gan akum mayridik. Shlomo Zalman is saying that kol's man the fruits belong to the guy. There's no chiv whatsoever. My nafkamina, it belongs to a guy. Who cares? It belongs to a guy. What do you care? A guy's gonna come ask a shayla. Rebbe, what do I do? Yeah, this is an nafkamina. What if a guy takes meiser? We have all kinds of guys working in the kitchen. You know, they who knows what else they do in their kitchens for good or for ill. So the guy, I'll take meiser. The worker doesn't work. Who knows sukkah kedushin? Huh? Oh, there we go. Bekeit. So we pass it. It does work. But that means if the guy will come to my kitchen and I have wheat that I planted in my field and the guy's mafresh shumas and meisers, it's going to be chal. But if the guy did it with his shumas and meisers, what he grew in his field. Sarah is saying, it wouldn't be chal. The gonachal of the ganakum. An afkamina while it's still in the hands of a guy. The mela, you can't say it was chayiv, and therefore it's not going to become potter later on. This is Shlomo Zalman here in Simon Tess, Sif, Cotton, Hay. Oh. He says as follows. What if you hold... Oh, he goes further than that. It's a very nice idea. Listen carefully. He says, what do you mean, the goncha velo de gan akum? He says like this. He says, what is dagon? What is Dagon? Rambam Perek Gimel and Brochas Halacha Aleph. What? Because Brochas. How many Brochas is here? Rak li'acha shedoshin v'zorin es ha'tvua hi nikweis b'shem Dagon v'lo kodim. Therefore, man desover yesh kinyan. Don't be so technical. It's as if it said tvuascha. We paskin ain kinyan. We therefore learn rakim godlu etzalakum v'gam nasu etzlo dogon ozu depotem mimaiser. Aval mekochem yisrael achlo mirchon shaper chayav mimaiser. Kevin the nasa dogon b'shus yisrael. So when it says digun chelo digun akum, agamam begit mem zayin, has nothing to do with miruach akum poter. Miruach Akum Poter is a Gemara Menachos Samach Zayin. And according to the Rambam, it applies even in Akum Shem Marech Paris Yisrael. Here the Ptur is B'Shem Yesh Kinyan. When it says Diguncha, doesn't even it means Diguncha. It's just telling you that Diguncha should be only understood in the terms of Diguncha. It's only called Dagon when they reach the level of Miruach. Ah. That's what he says. Gam Gemara Achiyu Veshu Beshus Akum Harei Zepotah Misham Tam Degon Chavlo Degon Akum Shum Del Inyan Zeh Shap Raminam Yesh Kinyan Achri. And that's what Degon means. That's what the Rambam used the word Degoncha, not Degoncha. Some say, he didn't mean it. No, he did mean it. He meant it exactly. It's all in Shtim and Tess Sifkot and Hay in Madana Eretz of Shlomo Zalman. Wow. Wow. It's interesting. If you have your Otzer, you look. I think that you look at Menachos Samach Zayin. Give a look. Give a look. Menachos Samach Zayin should have it there. What does it say over here? So they quote the Gemara, the Goncha, etc. So if you look at the Shita Mekubetzes, Os Aleph.
Ilikinyan Akam Lechudei Asa Lechtov Tvu Ascha Elamid Echsev Degoncha Shema Minotarti. He makes exactly this point. She said Tvu Ascha. Degoncha means Degoncha. It's only a Ptur at the moment when it became, when it had a Meruach. Wow. 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 Amazing. That being the case, Rav Osai, he's going to defend the Kesef Misha to the hilt. And not only that, he's going to show that the Radvaz, his contemporary, says exactly the same thing. Take a look at Rav Osai in Halacha Yudalit. Halacha Yudalit. In the Radvaz, the last line, Trumas Aleph Yudalot, the last line of the Radvaz. Avalim Kona HaPeiros Lechel Osam Kasher Heim, without any Meruach whatsoever. Havigama Biyad Goy, Upotam Iklum, and here's the key line. Ulahai Milsa Yesh Kinyin Legoy Lafkia Midi Amasa V'chein Aminik. You buy fruits from a Goy, and you don't do any Meruach. You have it, eat it raw. Whatever Meruach is nested, there's Meruach, every vegetable has their Meruach, and fruits, and grain. No. You won't do any Meruach. Says the Radvaz, Yesh Kenyan. This is exactly what the Kesef Mishnah said according to Shlomo Zalman. He brings a Raya Gemura from this Radvaz. How do you like that? And that was the Minig. Rav Yosef Kaz Minig, that's what they kept. Only with respect to the papers. Of course, when it comes to the character, Rav Shlomo Zalman is consistent throughout the entire Sefer, that the whole heta that he has, also we'll see maybe an exception way down the road, is only with respect to the papers. The whole heta mechira, quote unquote, works for the papers, for the consumer. But it won't work for the farmer. Rav Shlomo Zalman is against that, any heta for the farmer, the pashtus. Now, he goes further, Rav Shlomo Zalman. I'm going straight through in Simon Test, Madani Eretz. Oh. This is now in Sifkotan Zion. There's a problem, Rav Osai. There's a problem. The problem is in the Mari Kurkus. What is the Mari Kurkus of Shita? Watch this. The Mari Kurkus Perek Beis and Bikurim Tesvav holds the Kesef Mishnah calls Man Shekarka Tachas De'akum Mufkas. He himself said, I asked you to look this up. Take a look and let's look it up together. In Shvius Shmita Perek Zayin Halacha Gimel. Remember, Mari Kurkus is a in Hilchos Trumas is a Rav Yosef Karaman. Hold it like the Kesef Mishnah. All of a sudden he turns his back on him in Shmita V'Yovel Perek Zayin Halacha Gimel. Vizu Takona Gadol. Those have the Frankel, page Tov Kuf Lamed Aleph. Liyosh V'Oretz Bizman Hazeh Ki Af Al Pisha Mutal Liknos Peretz Min Agoyim Kashen Izbar Perosov Peregrivi Elo Chavtes Mikomakam Nire Shekeven Shein Kinyon Lagoy Chala Kedusha Shviz Ala Peretz. So you have big problems. Why? Because of Kara didn't agree with that. Yosef Kara said, there's no Kedusha Shvias on the papers. What's Pshat? Says Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, Mari Kurka says, we spoke about it before, Yesh Kinyan to eliminate mitzvahs. Mitzvahs Truma, mitzvahs Meisim, mitzvahs Bikurim. That's all you find in Shas Bavli. That's it. Chazanishu suggested in Aleph Gimel should not apply to Shvius, because Shvius is fundamentally an Isser. It's like Oral and Kalayim. That's Mari Kurkus. Mari Kurkus holds that it presumably is fundamentally an Isser. As a matter of fact, he writes it earlier in Kalayim Aleph Gimel, Osur Lizroa Kalayim
besada of a guy. It's still in the guy's hands. Doesn't make a difference. Yisurim is no yesh kinyan when it comes to Yisurim. Only when it comes to mitzvahs. Oh. As a matter of fact, the Kafta v'Ferach quotes that language in Dalet Chavtes. Mashu osur min ha-Torah me-Shabbos Arutz. So there's no kinyan. That's what Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says. I have a slight problem with that. This is Rabbi Shlomo Zalman's diyuk. The word osur is used by Rav Kafta v'Ferach. My only slight problem, take a look over here, in the case of Mishnah, Dalid Choftes, the beginning, we never read the beginning. That's the quoting from the Kafta v'Ferach, which the case of Mishnah doesn't like too much. Mashu, it's for those who have the Frankel, it's halfway down the narrow lines. On the right, in page Takach. If you have the regular Rambam, it's towards the very beginning. Abu Mashu also min haTorah b'nei Shabbos arzu kedushas lo hufka osu yisur b'kinyano. Then he adds, mitam shen kinyan legoy b'eretz Yisrael lafkiyah midei ma'aser shvius. See, through in ma'aser. Some resemblance there, because it's osu shvius, but through in ma'aser. I don't know how to get out of that one, but you look, I'm just mentioning as a kasha. But the Kesef Mishnah, the Shitoso. Kesef Mishnah says, Shvius. Shvius is a mitzvah. It's not an issue. What's the mitzvah? Hashvius, the Shmetenu, and the Tashtos. We mentioned already yesterday. All the quote unquote Yisurim emanate from a fundamental mitzvah to be mafkir it. And since it's fundamentally a mitzvah, we can apply the principle of Yesh Kinyan, as Tosas suggested in one Teretz, in Gittin, Samach Bezim, and Aleph. Meredith. So now, Rabosa, I want to try to finish up this part of Rabbi Shlomo Zalman if we can today. If we can, we'll try. The Rambam says what? Back again. Pirchas Trumas Perek Aleph Halacha Yud. Read the words together. The words together. Goy shekona kaga beretz Yisrael v'lof kiya mitzvah mitzvah sharei v'lishtas. Lefichach im chazi Yisrael l'kachach mimenu enekiv v'shiachit. So what do you do? Elamafresh trumas u'maisus u'mevi bikurim. Why didn't he say shvius? Why didn't he mention shvius? As Rav Shlomo Zalman in Osches. Did you know why he didn't mention it? That would imply chas v'sholem a mistaken inference. That as long as it's in the hands of the guy, there's no issue of shvius whatsoever, which is not true. Quantum Shlomo Zalman said, Isa Doraisa, to plant the field while it's in the hands of a guy. So he couldn't say, Mafrish Trumas, or Maes Mevikum, or Noach Shvius. Because Shvius is Noach Doraisa with respect to the Easter of Zeria even beforehand. So he'd have to write a whole paragraph down. So he left out Shvius, but it's also, in the same saying, because he would say the one word Shvius, he could create a misimpression, and before he brought it back, it's permissible to plow and plant the field, which is absolutely not true. When it came to Shvius, to Surya rather, what did he say? He threw in Shvius. V'yesh kinyan l'goy b'Surya lafkiya min ha-maisus u'min ha-shvius kimo she'yiz bo'er. Why? Because there's no Yisur avoda b'karka shel goy b'Surya. That's what he says. I, as in against the Mishnah, Rabbi Osai. The Mishnah, if you open up your Masechta Shvius, if you haven't opened up Shvius even once yet today, let's open up towards the end. Perek Vav, Mishnah Beis, we were there yesterday. So it's just a review. Perek Vav, Mishnah Beis, in Masechta Shvius. Osin betolosh besuria, avolo b'mechubar. Very nice. What do you mean? Whose land is it? It's talking about a case where the land belongs to Israel. Shlomo Zalman makes reference to what he wrote earlier. This is everything we said today so far is in Simon Tes. He refers to himself, that's allowed, in Simon Ches. In Simon Ches, Os, Yud Gimel, he says as follows. Quote the Maran Bet Yosef, we pass like him, we'll get to that later. A Noah Kalaglisha Shvias with Paris Akum. This Mishnah has to be referring to a case of a Yisrael, as opposed to a Zdeus Akum, Osin Shabba Bemechuba Besuria. Has to be. That's what Rama means. Yesh kinyan la'akum b'surah lafkim b'me ma'isu min ha'shvi'is. And that's referring even to the Easter of Avoda. Quote the Kesef Mishnah, quote the Rambam, even in Eretz Yisrael, there's no kedushas shvi'is b'gidul estayakum. So what's he saying over here? Yesh kinyan b'shvi'is b'surah. Must be Avoda sa'aretz. That's only in Syria. It's like Chutz La'aretz. So Osun Shum Shabbat B'Mechuba. Eyes is over here, Lo B'Mechuba. No, it means in a Jew's field. This is the very last paragraph. No, not last. Next to the last paragraph. In Simon Ches, Sifkat and Yud Gimel. So now, Rabosai, we're basically out of time. But I wanted to point out to you that in the Pirish and Mishnayis L'Rambam, I told you already before, is Madura Kama, Madura Basra. In Madura Kama, he said, Yesh Kenyan, and he changed it to Madura Basra. The best way to find it is look on the Kapach, which we have. The Kapach Mishnayis used to be right there. I think this was still piled up this way. No, not there anymore?
It's around there.
Scared my eyes, don't see it. Huh?
Somewhere.
Somewhere. So I look. I took it out from the shelf, and I looked in Masechta Git, Perek HaSholeach. So Rav Kapach Zal points out a Madura Kama and Madura Basra. In Madura Kama, he said Yesh Kinyan. He learns the Mishnah Kepshuto. Yonah Chayimish from Tikkun Olam. In Madura Basra, he says Ain Kinyan, and you buy it from a Goy Yechayim Adoraisa. So you may remember that we saw in Kesef Mishnah, I think he said, in Kama Mishnayis Besedes Roim Uvamokom Acher. That was the Lashon, if I'm not mistaken. Writes as follows. Afgad the Bekama Mishnayis Besedes Roim Uvamokom Acherim Mashbi Eshkinyon the Goy Lo Kama Kavasai. That the Mishnayis with the Rambam and Kepshuto, we don't follow those Mishnayis. So we're out of time now, but it Hashem, maybe tomorrow we'll begin with a Mishnah in Machshirin. Is that in the Maram Akomas? Did I put that on?
Yeah,
I think so. I wanted to pick one, which is from far away. Machshirin, for those that don't know, is in Seder Taras. Look up the Mishnah with the Pirush of Mishnah Yisrael Rambam, and you'll see right away. Maybe look in the Kapach. Rambam had a number of other places where he had this Mahalach. So Rabbo said today, just to summarize, we spent a whole day learning a chunk of Simon Tess, of Sefer Madani Atzim, Rosh Hashanah Zalman Arbach, and I think it's a person who reviewed it a few times, you'll see the brilliance of Rosh Hashanah Zalman as a 34-year-old. I mean, there was already the Gadol from the Gadol Hador. Those of us who were able to privilege even to see him once, which I was privileged to see him on a few occasions, should realize that what kind of godless that we were dealing with even in our time. Okay, we'll stop here.